Well, let's get right to it. We're going to Michigan. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hi there. Yeah, I got a question. I live up here in Michigan, and I painted the bottom of my house, my cement blocks, with a paint about 5 years ago, and it's all peeling off. And I was wondering what I could get to take the rest of that off, and then I wondered what I could get to repaint them.
Okay.
Cement blocks.
Okay. Now, these outside blocks or inside?
Yes, outside blocks.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Well, when that paint starts peeling and flaking off like that, it's not the best looking thing.
Right.
I know exactly what you mean there, and certainly it provides some protection to keep any of the water out and so forth. Well, first thing is to scrape as much of it as you can off, even using like a 3-inch or 6-inch. Even a drywall knife type of thing works pretty well. A thin blade to get behind that as much as you can. And then, Joe, what do you think on something like that? Because when you get that thicker paint outside, sanding is not going to do very well. But I wonder about disc sanding in order to really get pretty aggressive on that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Kevin. First, if there's paint that's stuck really well, we often say to just leave it in place, because if it's stuck really well, there's no reason really to remove it. So, you know, if there are areas where the paint looks like it's in great shape, I would leave it. But I think there are two ways. If you own a random orbit sander, I would take it and put a 60 grit, which is one of the coarsest discs you can find, put on a dust mask and goggles and all that stuff, and just grind away at it. You'll see, it'll come off pretty quickly. And they also make wire wheel brushes. They're round, and you can chuck them into a drill, and that will remove any loose paint and probably any paint that's not loose. So that's what I would do, get it off. Then as far as what to do is, once you get it really clean, the very best exterior grade paint for concrete block and masonry surfaces is called elastomeric.
Yeah, that's great.
Type of paint. And Bear makes one. You can get it at Home Depot. And Sherwin-Williams makes one called Sherlast, like S-H-E-R, Sherlast. But just look for elastomeric coating. Sometimes it's called coating and not paint, but that would be the way to go. You could also use a 100% acrylic latex paint, which is just house paint, the best house paint you can buy. But if you're going to be doing this and you don't want to do it again, I would look for elastomeric paint.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank
you. Alrighty. Well, thanks so much for being with us here, and have a great weekend, and grab the scraper, grab the paintbrush, and grab the elastomeric. That's all you really need to have a good weekend, right?
That's right.